Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices. All in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
No DP, no J, you're stuck with me. I'm Austin Norman. You hear me normally from 2 to 4 during On the Block with Strick and Austin. I do run the board for DP and J. Talking some Sweet 16 here in this segment. We got 4 games tonight. We've got 4 games tomorrow night. 402-464-5685. Which game are you most interested in this men's Sweet 16? Let me know on the text line. We'll get to whatever game, you know, you guys are most interested in first, and we'll work our way through the list. 402-464-5685. Do need to give a big shout out to the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Every type of meat and every type of cut. I'm going to go to their Instagram page right now as I'm talking. So if I stutter or stumble, that's why. Jay Foreman would always say every type of meat, every type of cut. That's where I get that from. So looking at the Mercado, what they offer is fired up Friday. That's their big thing, okay? Fired Up Friday is lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at, I believe, all three of their locations. 84th and Havelock in Lincoln, 30th and Yankee Hill in Lincoln, and then you have 168th and Maple up in Omaha. Okay, so I got the Fired Up Friday menu pulled up. Here's the entree. A pit beef and cheddar sandwich. Smoked New York strip, house-made sharp cheddar sauce, and horseradish sauce on an onion Kaiser roll. Okay, there you go. A pit beef and cheddar sandwich. You can get macaroni salad as a side. And then, of course, they have a combo with the entree and the side, or the entree, side, and the drink. So again, 3 Certified Piedmontese locations here in Lincoln and Omaha. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill in Lincoln, and then 168th in Maple up in Omaha. Again, 402-464-5685. We're diving into the men's Sweet 16. We have a couple responses here on the text line already. The Creighton and Tennessee game. Isaac says, Creighton game, but GBR always. Yes, GBR always. Bringing this up, though, because a couple people have. Creighton, just one possession away last year from making it to the Final Four for the first time in school history. They were matched up in the Elite Eight with San Diego State. Creighton commits a foul, is whistled for a foul with 1.2 seconds left on the clock. San Diego State goes to the line, knocks the free throws down, and knocks Creighton out of the NCAA men's basketball tournament last year. Then you also have 32-13 saying Tennessee versus Creighton because Dalton Knecht versus Baylor Shireman. I don't know how often those two are matched up on each other, but I think they both absolutely cook each other. Knecht is a fascinating NBA prospect. He puts the ball in the bucket like no one else in college basketball this year, really. SEC Player of the Year, transferred in from a school in Colorado, and really made an impact for a Tennessee team that got a top 2 seed here in the NCAA tournament. Knecht is really good. He can do it from all three levels. I mean, flamethrower is probably an overused, you know, sort of descriptor for guys like him. But you see the orange, you think fire, and Dalton Knecht absolutely can catch fire. Put up 30 multiple times. I think he got to 40 once or twice this year as well. For a Tennessee team that continues to be okay offensively, but that is absolutely not what they hang their hat on. Shout out to College Basketball Analytics for this. If you look at the 16 teams remaining in the NCAA tournament, Tennessee has the second lowest offensive rating over the last 10 games, despite, you know, Zakai Ziegler, despite Dalton Kanek, despite Josiah Jordan James, Santiago Vescovi, who was the bane of my existence last year. He's returned. On the flip side of that, you have Creighton with the sixth best offensive rating over the last six games. But there's a pretty sizable gap between Creighton in the top five and then even Creighton and Tennessee. Tennessee is sitting down at, you know, 113.5 or so. Creighton is at like 124.5. That's about 11 points per 100 possessions better that Creighton's offense has been as Tennessee's. But we know for Tennessee, it's not about the offense. This Rick Barnes program has hung its hat on defense. Tennessee has the second best defensive rating of Sweet 16 teams over the last 10 games, allowing right about 88, 89 points per 100 possessions adjusted for opponents, again, over their last 10 games, which takes them through the first two games of the NCAA tournament, which takes them through their run in the SEC tournament and the last little bit of the regular season. Fascinating contrast of styles in this matchup, right? We say it all the time, styles make fights. And yes, it's cliched, it's worn, it's maybe overused, but it makes sense. Creighton defends at a better level this year than they have in years past. I still wouldn't quantify Creighton as a great defensive team. They're good enough to get by. They feel to me, Creighton, kind of like Washington football to some degree. Creighton can come up with timely stops, but you think of Shireman, the lefty, in the Michael Penix role, right? Again, lefty quarterback that Jay just got done talking about not too long ago. I think of a guy like Trey Alexander, maybe as a Romo Dunze, potentially. Stephen Ashworth as a Jalen McMillan. Kalkbrenner as ZTF, maybe, potentially. I see some parallels there between Creighton basketball and Washington football. But Tennessee's defense manhandled opponents throughout the regular season. And I'll let my Duke fandom show here for a minute. Manhandled Duke last year. Duke was not ready for that challenge. I think Creighton will be ready for it because they've played some knockdown dragouts in Big East play. You look at how Providence likes to play under Kim English. You look at St. John's under Rick Pitino. Butler got tougher under Tad Mata. Xavier is a physical game more often than not. Creighton got into some fistfights with Marquette and into UConn. Not literally. Those are fascinating games to watch. I think Creighton is battle-tested. I think Creighton shouldn't be shocked by how physical Tennessee is. But despite Tennessee's defensive identity,
find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5. Then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think Dalton Kanek is much better on the offensive end than anyone Tennessee has had in really the last few years. As Tennessee searches to finally get over that hump and get to a Final Four, I don't know who it is that Creighton puts on Kanek. If it's Shireman, Kanek is a little better built. Like, Shireman doesn't have a bad frame, but Kanek is a little sturdier, a little more solid. He can go to the mid-post. He really is a true three-level scorer, as he's proven this year. I think Kanek is a matchup nightmare for Creighton, just with his size. Now, if he's not shooting well or he's forcing shots up, sure, advantage Creighton there. But the Dalton Kanek versus Creighton's, you know, defensive style matchup fascinates me. You don't put Kalkbrenner on him, but you show him Shireman, you show him Trey Alexander. Absolutely you do if you're Creighton. You show him Jason Green, potentially. I think Mason Miller might even get a shot on him just for something different on the defensive end. Creighton can mix and match who they put on Dalton Kanek, but man, Zakai Ziegler is going to be all over probably Stephen Ashworth. I don't think Stephen Ashworth is going to be much of a factor for Creighton in this game. I'm really curious to see that game because the winner of that game on the other side of that bracket, I saw this called the breakthrough bracket at one point, the Midwest region, gets the winner of Purdue and Gonzaga. Purdue, we know about their Final Four history, or obviously their lack thereof. Gonzaga has at least busted through into the Final Four, made a championship game twice, but hasn't gotten over that hump. There's a really good quote a few weeks ago, maybe a month now, from Mark Few, talking about just how much better this Gonzaga team has gotten, right? They haven't stayed stagnant. And I picked against Gonzaga in my bracket. I bought into the Will Wade hype at McNeese State. Even, you know, Samford against Kansas, I would have taken potentially Samford's shooting ability over that. But Gonzaga's offense has found a new level. Of the remaining 16 teams in the men's NCAA tournament, Gonzaga has a few-point lead for the highest offensive rating, and it's over 130. So for every 100 possessions, Gonzaga right now is scoring 130 points. That's insane. They're doing it on the inside with Watson and EK. They're doing it on the outside with Nembhard and Dusty Stromer and guys like that. Gonzaga has found its rhythm offensively. It absolutely has. Gonzaga wants to get in shootouts. The problem with that for them is they're facing a top 10 at the least, most often top 5 efficiency offense in the country in Purdue, who, again, over the last 10 games, is the fifth best offense remaining in the Sweet 16. But even Purdue's defense, while not elite by any means, Purdue's defense has been okay. 10th, I believe, or 11th out of the 16 teams in the last 10 games in defensive rating, but that's still two spots higher than the Zags. My hope for that Purdue-Gonzaga game is that we get about 200 points. I want to see it up and down. I want to see these two teams run. And we did see Purdue and Gonzaga in Maui, which, wouldn't this be absolutely fascinating? Purdue, at the start of the year, not very start, but early in the year, went to the Maui Invitational. Purdue played and beat Gonzaga. Purdue played and beat Tennessee. And Purdue played and beat Marquette. That could be Purdue's path to the national championship game. Sweet 16 game against Gonzaga, we already know, is on tap. If Tennessee beats Creighton and Purdue beats Gonzaga, you get that Maui rematch in the Elite Eight. And then if Marquette is the team coming out of the South region just above Purdue, that's your Final Four matchup. The difference in that game for Purdue over Marquette ended up being a three-quarter court heave at the end of the first half. They never go in. You just throw it up just for fun. Purdue hit that at the end of the first half in Maui, and it ended up a three-point game. That would be a fascinating path back to the national championship for Purdue if they literally ran their postseason gauntlet in their early season multi-team event. So Tennessee and Creighton, absolutely an interesting game. I'm glad you guys brought that one up. They're not playing tonight, though. They're playing tomorrow. Here are the four games tonight. I'll touch on a couple of these. We'll go to break, then we'll get through the rest of the Sweet 16 in our next segment. Clemson, Arizona. Good on Clemson. They're staying alive. Chase Hunter hasn't been his best. PJ Hall has been in foul trouble. And yet Clemson found a way, you know, to beat New Mexico pretty handily. And then Baylor. Clemson jumped on Baylor from the get-go. I was surprised by that. Baylor was one of my dark horse Final Four teams out of that West region. But Clemson handled Baylor. Yeah, it got interesting late. Baylor got it back within a possession, but Clemson hit its free throws down the stretch. I underrated Clemson coming into this tournament. Maybe it's the hater in me. If that's what it was, fine. But Brad Brownell has basically been coaching for his job every other year since he's gotten to Clemson, it feels like. They're here in the Sweet 16. That's a job very well done by Brad Brownell and that team. PJ Hall is probably their best player. Schifflein is an interesting piece for me. And then Chase Hunter, I think, is really the key that makes them go. For Arizona, okay, they made it back to the second weekend. This is a not quite blue blood, if you ask me. It's a good program. It's a solid program that, you know, has done its fair share of damage in the Pac-12, won the national championship in, what was that, 97 under Lute Olson, I believe it was, and has made second weekend runs before. But the questions for them have always been their toughness. They got beat by Princeton last year, and Princeton really controlled that game. I mean, the way Princeton took that game over late, made it their style of play, raised a lot of questions about Arizona. And Arizona's big ad was Caleb Love? Really? The guy that just jacks up shots whenever he feels like it? Well, that's your Pac-12 Player of the Year in Caleb Love. Add that to Pella Larson. Add that to Omar Ballo, who just dominates the interior. I think Ballo's even, you know, maybe a little more polished, slightly less athletic version of N'Fali Dante out of Oregon. Kylan Boswell, though, is really the X factor. If he plays well, Arizona rolls. If he doesn't play well, Arizona has to get into some grimy, grimy games. And that's where the other addition for Arizona that comes into mind for me is Keshad Johnson, transfer from San Diego State. And Jaden Bradley, that's the one, sorry. Jaden Bradley transfers in, championship experience from San Diego State. Gives him that element of toughness that I think Arizona has really honestly lacked these last couple of years in standing up to some of the adversity that they faced in the NCAA tournament. A lot of good regular season teams left here in the Sweet 16, but now's where you take that next step and separate yourself. That's a little preview of Arizona and Clemson. When we get back, we'll go through the rest of tonight's Sweet 16 games, including your championship rematch from last year. Then you've got Bama, Carolina, Illinois, and Iowa State. Then we'll go over tomorrow's matchups just a little bit as well. I'm Austin Norman. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado. More of the show next.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.